Hi, everybody. I'm Daniel Good. Most of you, many of you know me. This is the sixth season of the Flexible Orchestra. And it's just amazing, isn't it? When that tuba came in, and the David Wexler piece, I thought I was going up to the ceiling. But David is one of the people who's been in the ensemble for 2 years, and he had a lot of music. And I said, you know, here's what we have. Would you arrange one of your pieces for it? And he had a much smaller chamber electronic piece, and so he expanded it, even though it was a rather short piece, into the full Flexible Orchestra. So I feel really, you know, gratified that it really sounded like an orchestra. Anyway, this is also a sad moment because we're so flexible we have to say goodbye to the flutists. And you know, after 2 years of working with them, it's been spectacular. Many premieres, four tonight, a few last year, and that's what happens because this is an unusual combination. Almost all the music has to be written for the ensemble. But then we have this choir of instruments that are just sitting there asking to be a solo choir. So, and there happens to be a big repertory for almost any instrument you pick just by itself. So then we can revive pieces like the Shikali or the Kennan piece. Or last year it was the Henry Brandt for 11 flutes, which is why we have 11 flutes this year. Anyway, to continue, we're going to sort of expand into the whole space in the second half. But I just wanted to say that for those of you who might be interested, especially composers, that next year we're going to branch out and have accordions plus. And that's very scary, I think, because I always thought that one accordion was an orchestra, but we'll have about nine, and then, you know, a bass accordion. Then the big interesting thing that composers will help me decide is what goes well with nine accordions. I ask people at parties that are full of composers, and one composer had a wonderful idea. What about five harps? Very interesting. Cellos, all right. Yeah, that's it. It's a kind of thought experiment thing. What goes with nine accordions? Anyway, I've written about the Flexible Orchestra on my website in Letter from Vienna because I realized that was 1999 when I was living in Vienna for 3 months. I got the first glimmer of the idea. I guess Vienna could make anybody go flexible. Anyway, but that's where it all started. But we didn't really get it going until 2003, 2004. And I'm not against strings. We have wonderful viola in the orchestra today, and we had 12 cellos and 3 winds in the first 2 years. So that's the way it goes. We'll see what happens. And at some point, maybe we'll make a full circle and come back to cellos plus again. Who knows? Anyway, welcome. And we're going to go into the second half with the Phil Korner and then the Jordan Nobles and Kamala Shankaran pieces. Thank you very much. Oh, wait. I forgot to say, before we get to the corner piece, we're starting with a big chamber piece, which is, again, written for the ensemble by Lindsay.